Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for dialing in to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Yes, 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 I am. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am still the master builder, helping to build stronger, better lives and businesses, and I am very excited every single week to come and talk about my place of birth, the love of my life in a city that is, which is Riviera Beach. But I am still constantly reminded that after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, I'm convinced that we're all leaving our diamond mines in our own backyard as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found within us in our own hometown from whence we've come. Therefore, we are calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And a few months ago, I started reading Riviera Beach Moments by Deborah Hall McCullum, which she has done a historical collection of the people, places, and events in our city of Riviera Beach. And today, I would just like to read one more, and this one comes from Clarence Clemons, the big man. Clarence Clemons lived, worked, and played on Singer Island in Riviera Beach. He was reported to be tall, 6'5", actually, hence his nickname, the big man, from 1972 until he passed away in 2011. He was a member of Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, playing the tenor saxophone and traveling the world with the band. His playing songs such as Born to Run and Jungle Land and his presence on stage with Springsteen made him the most prominent member of the E Street Ensemble. Clarence recorded with many artists and had several musical projects on his own. He released several solo albums, and in 1985 had a hit single with You're a Friend of Mine, a duet with Jackson Browne. As a guest musician, he was featured on Aretha Franklin's classic Freeway of Love and on Twisted Sister's Be Cool to Your School, as well as performing in concert and Ringo Starr and his all-star band. As an actor, Clarence was featured in several films, including New York, New York, and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. He also made a cameo appearance in several TV series, including Different Strokes, Different Folks, remember those, Nash Bridges, My Wife and Kids, and The Wire. Wow, together with his television writer friend, Don Rio, he published his semi-fictional autobiography. He also did a Real Life and Tall Tales series, 2009. In 2014, Clarence, along with the rest of the E Street Band, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is just a moment from our Riviera Beach moment from Deborah Hall McCullum, sharing just a few moments about Clarence Clemens, the big man. And right now we're going to go ahead and play a pre-recorded program from another episode. And if you just hang in here with one moment with us, I'm just going to play a short introduction of the International Mastermind Association, which is the organization that sponsors these programs every single week. And after that, we'll hear an interview that was pre-recorded by Dan Calloway and Councilwoman Shirley Lanier. Thank you.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
All right, welcome back, and hold on for Shirley Lanier and Dan Calloway. Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McMillan. I am the master wealth builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses. And I am still thoroughly convinced that after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, that we're all leaving the diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for large and diamonds, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found within us and in our own hometown from whence we've come. Therefore, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. I'm very excited to be here today with our co-host, Mr. Artie Williams, and our special guest, Councilwoman Lanier. But as we always like to talk about Riviera Beach, I'd like to always share something from Deborah Hall McCollum in her book, Riviera Beach Moments. And our moment today is coming from her book talking about Bobby E. Brooks Sr. Bobby Brooks was a chemical engineer known for his ability to take on major projects and yield successful results. He was elected to the Riviera Beach City Council in 1966. He became the city council chairperson and remained so for 6 of his 8 years on the city council. He broke racial barriers when he was elected the first black mayor of the city of Riviera Beach in 1975. He hired the first black city manager in the state of Florida and the first black police chief in the state of Florida. On June 2, 1976, he was one of the many dignitaries from around the world invited by President and Mrs. Gerald Ford to attend a dinner in honor of the King and Queen of Spain at the White House. Bobby Brooks was appointed by governors and other elected officials to serve on many, many state and local governing boards. He was able to garner millions of federal dollars for major construction projects such as the City of Riviera Beach Municipal Complex, the Blue Heron Bridge, the Water and Sewer Plant, and the Ivy Green Housing Development that was located on Congress Avenue. He died in 2004, and even up until his death, he was the chairman of the Fireman's Pension Fund and served on the Northwest Riviera Beach Community Redevelopment Corporation Board. In 2010, the City of Riviera Beach Municipal Complex was named the Bobby E. Brooks Senior Governmental Center. And that is a moment in the Riviera Beach, City of Riviera Beach. But today we're talking to Lanier, our councilwoman from District 3 for the City of Riviera Beach. And as a native resident representing District 3 in Riviera Beach and current grant writer, Councilwoman Shirley Lanier is dedicated to community development, economic self-sufficiency, and job creation in the City of Riviera Beach. She brings to the council her 30-plus years of experience in strategic planning and implementation, housing advocacy, youth service programs, and community sustainability. Using her extensive experience in community service, Councilwoman Lanier has successfully implemented a broad range of projects to include jobs for returning citizens, protection of cities' wetlands, prevention programs to improve public safety, with the goal of every resident being empowered and self-sufficient. Councilwoman Lanier has championed opportunities for them to better themselves and their community. She instituted an organic farm for residents, which includes physical fitness and healthy eating classes, and brought Amazon and expansion of UPS to the city, which will result in jobs and living wages for residents. Help me welcome our special guest today, Councilwoman Shirley Lanier. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. Artie Williams. Ms. Lanier, good afternoon. Thank you for joining. All right, Artie, let's get this party started.
Hi, Shirley. How are you doing today?
Hey, how are you doing, Mr. Artie?
Well, I'm glad to hear from you. It's been a little minute there since we talked. We just want to get right into the meat of things, and I know you just tell us a little bit about you and growing up in Riviera. Let's start out with that first.
Well, I mean, you know, I was born and raised in Riviera Beach, and I've lived here, you know, my entire life, you know, except for going off to college. Of course, I'm a Rattler, Florida A&M University. Undergrad, grad school at Florida A&M, and went to Florida A&M University Law School. Came back home, live in Riviera Beach. I live in the house that I was born in. My parents also live there. I don't say that I take care of my parents. I say that they take care of me. My parents have been married for 57 years, and they behave as if they had just got married the day before. So that's a very good thing to see every day. I have my daughter who just graduated from FAMU and my grandson. So I'm happy to be a Riviera Beach native, and I love Riviera Beach as well. And I'm just happy to be of service to the city. I went to school here, you know, Lincoln, Suncoast, JFK, so true and true Riviera Beach, and always trying to do what's best for the city and also trying to make sure that the city gets everything that it's entitled to, and also to spread its wings and reach its full potential.
Okay, let's get right into the meat of things here. Just why don't you tell us something that's right now that the City of Riviera Beach is currently working on?
Well, actually, you know, every year the city has to basically balance its budget. So the city right now is holding a series of budget workshops to determine the needs of each of the departments and in anticipation of balancing that budget. But what people have to realize, too, is that is very, very important to the city and how they do business. You know, when you look at the activities of the city, how the city, you know, pays its bills, you have to look at our budget. And that budget is the money from the residents, basically. So, you know, they're taxes. So we have to be very interested in how the city spends its money, how it budgets its money, and what it budgets the money for. We're looking forward this year in terms of the city with focusing on, you know, we have, you know, conversations and, you know, we're looking for new fire station. There's a fire station that's currently being built at Congress in New Haven. you know, an additional two other fire stations, a new city hall, a new water plant. All those things are, you know, upcoming for the city, but the main thing that the city wants to start focusing on is just particular neighborhoods. You know, we really have to, you know, people, you know, don't mind and they like the fact that, you know, we got a new water plant coming and a new city hall, and that's fine and that's fine and good, but people want to know what is going to happen in their particular neighborhood to make sure that their neighborhood looks as best as it can, to make sure that there's a lot of neighborhoods in the city that, you know, we can all come together to bring up to its full potential. We have some things going on in the Federal Gardens neighborhood, the Inlet City and Riviera Beach Heights neighborhood. There are different activities, and those activities include things like, you know, helping people to improve their landscaping, helping people to improve their homes, you know, painting and roof work and just general repairs to people's homes to be able to, you know, create these neighborhoods that we all want to live in. So I think that right now the city is just really trying to focus on specific neighborhoods and getting people who live in these neighborhoods involved in trying to make sure that these neighborhoods look the best that they can look. You know, we also have the city's public works department, and, you know, they take care of the lawn and the maintenance for the city itself, but, you know, we really need to kind of get very particular when we talk about how we're going to improve our neighborhoods. And the first thing to do that is to make sure that it looks like a neighborhood and that people don't mind living there and are proud of how they live in their neighborhood. And, of course, you know, that takes not just the city, but the people who actually live there. So we're really trying to make sure that we have these neighborhood meetings to get people involved in improving their neighborhoods and us helping them to do that. So I think that it's a very big project, but it's also a project that is sorely needed given the fact that, as I said before, there's a lot of other things that are going on in the city that we definitely need, you know, like, you know, new water plants and things of that nature. But we also need to be able to understand that people want to be able to improve their own particular neighborhoods and where they live. So that is what some of our focus is right now.
Okay. And I know you said that the city is looking to have a new water plant and a new city hall. Are those going to be on the same location that they are now, or the city plan on moving the city hall?
Well, I mean, they're supposed to be moving it to the last conversation that we had in terms of the reimagined Riviera Beach Charrettes that we had, and I think I had about three or four or five of them around the city. It's supposed to be located on Broadway. Now, where it's located right now, I don't know if that's a done deal at this point, but that was the conversations that were had with the community, and that's where they wanted to go with it. So where it actually going to be is still up in the air in terms of Broadway or where its current site, but those are the two potential sites to see the new city hall.
Okay, okay. So that'll be giving something to look forward to, and I'm anxious to see it myself. So what are some of the special projects right now, upcoming projects that we can look for going on in the city?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things. I mean, I really wanted to talk about the fact that, you know, we really had a very big coup in the terms of working with Florida Power and Light to facilitate the first solar farm in Palm Beach County. It's right off of Military Trail. And, you know, it basically provides clean energy to residents. And also serves as another location to deploy a lot of the, you know, when I was up here at the League of Cities, a lot of the cities were talking about the fact that they, you know, they have charging stations but not enough. And I never even thought about it because, of course, I don't have an electric car. But for people who do have electric cars, you know, they want to be able to have access to those charging stations. And it's good for the environment, but having FPNL to put, you know, one of the first solar farms in our city is something that we're very proud of. And also the fact that, you know, little things like the Palm Beach Department of Health, you know, we had an enforcement activity on our water since 2016, there was a consent order on our water in terms of making sure that it is safe to drink, making sure that it is say for the residents, and we got that lifted last year, and that's a huge feat. Given that it was in our city and on us for that length of time, and to be able to accomplish that, to lift that consent order against the city is something that's very huge for us in terms of, it may not seem like much, but that's really a big deal for the city. So, we are really proud to be able to have a lot of things that we wanted to accomplish to actually accomplish them. And, and one of those things is the federally qualified health center that we're constructing, which is a $12 million facility within the city. We negotiated this with Found Care of Palm Beach County, and it's going to be a brand-new health facility here in Palm Beach County. Here in Riviera Beach. It's right near the old Winn-Dixie off of Broadway. In that area near that McDonald's is the site of the new health facility. And we are very proud of that as well, because there is no health care facility. And I'm not talking about a clinic. I'm not talking about a walk-in center, which is nothing wrong with those, but something that is going to have, primary care doctors and dentists and behavioral health, and is also a part of it is a $2.8 million business incubator space for the Broadway corridor. So it is something that we're very proud of. But, there's a lot of things that the city does, and we need to toot our horn more often than we do. There's a lot of things that we're trying to accomplish, and that is why I say that, residents need to come out and participate in these budget talks, because we got to pay for it. So we need to be able to figure out how we're going to do that, and we want to be able to do it well. It's in the best interest of everybody who lives in the city. So I think that that's a very good thing, that we are on the path of, bringing Riviera Beach to its full potential. We do what we can while we're here, because we're not going to be here forever. So, we do as much as we can and the best that we can while we're here.
Okay. I know the charging station is very important. Our host, Suzanne Neal, I think she could attest to that. Having more charging stations would be good.
Oh, she would let you come. All righty then.
And, I know we'll get back into this a little later again. But won't you just give the listeners when they can come out and listen to these council meetings? When are the council meetings held or the CRA meetings where they can come and participate?
The council meetings themselves are every first and third Wednesdays of the month, starting at 6 p.m. The CRA meetings, which is the Community Redevelopment Agency for the city, it's every fourth. It's either the second or fourth Wednesday of the month. Sometimes it's the second Wednesday. Sometimes it's the fourth Wednesday. I'm going to find those dates for you for those upcoming budget talks, but actually you can go to the city's website and you can see the dates and the times and where they'll be held. I think I want to say the first one is coming up on August 22nd. It probably will be at the Marina or at the Clean and Safe Building, but that information is on the city's website. So if you want to participate in our budget conversations, then by all means be a part of those, because, that's where the meat and potatoes is, and that is how we are able to do business in the city. We got to pay bills, but we also want to be able to, do things in the city, but we have to be able to pay for them as well. So we have to have this approach to newness and approach to doing things in the sense that we got to pay for it. So how are we going to do that? So that's conversation that needs to be held with citizens as well.
Okay. Now, I know you're very busy and your district is growing and thriving. What are some of the things that first of all, let's know what your district is and what it covers, and some of the things that's going on that you're currently working on for your district.
Well, I represent District 3, which is the largest district in the city. It goes west to Military Trail, which encompasses all of those developments out that area, Woodbine, Turtle Cave, and it goes all the way east to Barack Obama Highway. It goes south to Blue Heron, and it goes east, it goes MLK, I believe.
but it's a huge issue. We are in the process of working on things, and as I told you earlier, we're trying to look at particular neighborhoods or look at the neighborhoods in the city to work at, you know, one neighborhood at a time to be able to bring people out so that we can figure out how to improve our neighborhoods. This month, we're having, you know, it's really called a neighborhood stabilization initiative. And what we're trying to do is go to these different areas. We're having a meeting actually next Thursday, which is the 18th, at the Brooks Center off of 4th Street in Riviera Beach. And it is going to encompass the Riviera Beach Heights neighborhood and the Inlet City neighborhood, which is basically from 1st to 10th Street in Riviera Beach. And those neighborhoods, we're looking to bring people out to talk about how do we improve neighborhoods. You know, we have issues that consider, you know, we have issues like code enforcement issues, public works issues, you know, landscaping, you know, abandoned houses. You know, you go down some streets in Riviera Beach and you see some very nice, lovely houses, and then you see, you may see an abandoned house. So how we can get neighborhoods to come out and help us to help them to build up our neighborhoods, really. We really want to be able to look at this in a sense, you know, everybody wants to come home from work and come down a nice street and come down to a neighborhood that is befitting of where they want to live. So, you know, we're really taking this one neighborhood at a time to get people out to be able to engage them and see what it is that we can do to improve these neighborhoods. We're working also in conjunction with Habitat for Humanity to come out and help us to do that as well. They have a lot of projects that they are doing with the city. There's something called Rock the Blocks where we come out and we start, you know, doing trash pickups and, you know, there's painting, there's, you know, a large trash that needs to be removed. We do that. There's a lot of different steps that we have, but we're starting this August, the 22nd or 18th, August the 18th, which is next Thursday, over in the Brooks Center area to jumpstart that area. So, you know, everything from new home ownership or new homes to just fixing up existing homes. So those are some of the things that we really want to accomplish because you have to, you know, you build the city up neighborhood by neighborhood. You know, as I said earlier, you know, everybody loves that we have a beautiful city to live in. So those are some of the Also, too, my office has a relationship with the CPA, which is the Classroom Teachers Association of Palm Beach County, and we're working on a project that's going to be at the in the month of September next month. They received a grant to get about 50,000 books, brand new books, for the children here in Palm Beach County, and they're going to be donated across the county, and two of the locations are going to be in my district. One of them at the Old Stony Brook, which is Azura Estates, because they have a new community room. And the other one is the Brook Center, which is off of 4th Street, because that's the community center. So we're looking forward to that, to be able to donate those books to those people in that community.
Okay, that's a lot of stuff to be working on right there. That is a lot. You know, anytime a person turns 100, we make a big deal out of it, and especially because it should be a big deal. But surely, our city is turning 100 years old. 100 years old. What are we planning for the centennial? What are some of the things that the city has?
Well, the city actually has been doing, you know, that last event last Saturday was an event that it was called Jams in the Park, and it had Bobby V and some other artists there doing music, and it was a very, very well-attended event. But upcoming, we have the city with the community and the city employees is having on the August the 20th a kickball kickoff. Excuse me, it's going to be at Dan Calloway Recreational Center from 12 to 4. In September, we're having, and we're looking for vendors and we're looking for artists. September 25th, the city is having a multicultural and seafood festival and light show at Bicentennial Park from 2 to 8. But, you know, if you want to be involved with that as a vendor or as an artist, please call the Parks and Rec Department at the city to get linked into becoming part of that Seafood Festival and Light Show. And, of course, on the 29th, which is our birthday, we're having a huge fireworks celebration and activity out at Bicentennial Park as well. But we've had, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying we've had different types of, of celebrations. Of course, you know, we had the Juneteenth activities. We've had citywide tours. We've had fishing excursions for kids. Of course, you know, we jumped it off with the Centennial Carnival we had over at Wells. You know, we've had intercoastal tours. We had senior proms for the seniors, which was an African night attire. We've had numerous tours citywide of our city itself. And then, of course, as I said, September 29th, we're having our final, centennial fireworks and celebrations at the Bicentennial Park.
Okay. What was that birthday date for the Riviera Beach again, so I can have it in my calendar? When actually the city turns 100?
I want to say September 29th.
Okay.
That's when we're having the light show, but I want to say September 29th.
Okay. Well, I know you always had an open-door policy for your residents in your district. If someone has a question or even just want to talk to you about it, how can they get a hold of you?
They can contact me through my email, slanier@rivierabeach.org, or they can contact me at my office, which is 561-845-4000, and you ask for Councilwoman Lanier's office, and that can reach me as well. I'm in my office on Tuesdays and Thursdays at City Hall. But you can reach me anytime through the city of Riviera Beach, as I said, 845-4000, through my office to contact me, or as I said before, to the email at slanier@rivierabeach.org.
Oh, great. And I know you happen to be out of town right now, so I'm so glad that you were able to come on and be our guest today.
The time's up already?
Huh?
I said the time is up already?
No, it just goes fast. I'm going to bring our leader on. I'm pretty sure you have a few questions for you there. Ms. Ann, is there anything that you want to speak with Ms. Lanier about?
I'm still taking notes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm taking notes, and I'm laughing because when you said it's a time up already, this – when you start talking about the city of Riviera Beach, tell people all over the world, you know, and this is one of the reasons why I start this podcast off by talking about this book called Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, because what he says is that we can travel all around the world, but the largest diamonds find is actually in our own backyard. And when you talked about going away to school, and when how you traveled, we tend to come back home because, you know, the grass is not greener on the other side. And one of the things that we're all starting to experience is the fact that Riviera Beach, not just its beaches, but also its people, has so much to offer to so many, and people are traveling from all over the world to come here, what we have to offer. So when you talk about FDL, you talk about UPS, and you talk about all of the many things that you're doing. I'm just proud to be to have been born in the city and to be able to work with you and all of the other council people, especially being able to participate on the project for the fire station. So what I would like to do, though, before we wrap up, is to go back around between you and Artie and have you give any last comments. So, Artie, if you want to go first, and then Councilwoman Lanier, and then we can prepare to wrap up because it does sound like you have a little bit more to say.
Yes, yeah. I would definitely go first. I just want to thank you for coming on, Shirley. I know we have done quite a few things in the past, and I think that there's a lot more that we're going to do together, and the city is going to continue to thrive under your leadership. Your district, I know this, it's thriving. You have a lot of things going on, and we want to continue to support you in anything that you do. And, you know, all you got to do is contact us either through the Youth Recreation Association or Mothers Against Murders Association. We're going to be there to see what we can do to help your journey by being in office be run smooth as it can. But also I want to just say I'm proud of what you're doing, and we're glad to have you as our council person for the District 3. And we just looking just to go take the city to new heights. We got a nice marina. We got waterfront. We got so many things that our city offers. And we want the public to be able to take advantage of these things, and the only way we're going to do that is to get the information out. And so I think that you coming on the show today helps us with that. And we were glad to and love to have you back another time to continue this conversation. I know time goes fast when we're having a good conversation. It goes fast. But we're going to continue to work on what we're doing and support you. And if anything else, if you want to reach out to us about some things that you're doing that you need the organization to participate in, just let us know. So thanks again for coming on, and I'll look talking to you next time.
Yes, thank you guys so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. And next time we need 1 hour because I'm sure there'll be much, much more things going on in the city so that we can have a conversation about them. And thank you guys again.
Well, why don't we do this? We'll just call this a part one, and then when you get back, we'll do part two, because we did the same thing with legal services, because there's so much to share. There is just so much to share.
If there's so much to plus, there's so much to talk about with our whole urban farm, so you've got to bring me back.
Absolutely. Let me just say this as we wrap up. I was watching something on Good Morning America today, and they were talking about these yachts in Italy, and the yacht of the world, and I'm sitting there looking and I'm thinking to myself, well, we live in the yacht capital of the world, I believe. And so when you think about reimagining who we are for the future, that's a story that has still not yet been told, if you will. So again, there is so much to talk about and so much to share. And you hit something on the head when you first started your opening comments, when you talked about having a platform to talk about the good and the wonderful things that are happening in the city. That is the reason why this podcast exists, to give us a platform to share the good and wonderful things that all of you are doing and the city is doing and the positive, because, again, we are impacted by what we hear and what we see. And there are those who want to make the city make the city a part of the city of West Palm Beach or part of Lake Park. No, we are the city of Riviera Beach, and that's why this podcast is called hashtag I am Riviera Beach, hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. So I'm not going to preach, because when I start talking about the city, I get extremely excited myself, and I know between the three of us talkers, we could go for a while. So thank you, everybody, and Councilwoman Lanier, we will definitely have you back. And this podcast would not possible. Also, Deja, if we did not give you some words of thanks for helping make sure that, everything is set up properly. So I do want to make sure we say that before we wrap up. So everybody have a phenomenal weekend, and then we will see everybody next week, same place, same time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Airline credit card rewards have helped grow America's travel and tourism industry. In 2022,